Brenham High School basketball is on the air. Tonight's broadcast of the Brenham Cubettes game against Magnolia West is brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll go to your host, Doug Brown, with tonight's pregame show after these words from our sports friends.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you out to the Brenham High School Gymnasium. Doug Brown with you here on this Tuesday evening. In case you're wondering why we're running a little bit slower tonight, the junior varsity game ended up going longer than expected. They actually ended up taking Magnolia West into overtime, but Magnolia West wound up winning the game 59-49, and they pick up the victory here tonight. But now we're heading to the varsity game, and that's going to get underway here shortly with the Brenham Cubettes and the Magnolia West Mustangs. And a big matchup for both these two teams. Cubettes one game behind Magnolia West for, well, Magnolia West and Lake Creek for the district lead. Right now, Lake Creek and Magnolia West both 4-1 in district. And right behind them in third place, you got a three-way tie with Brenham, Magnolia, and Rudder. And then you've got Montgomery right behind them at 2-3. A&M Consolidated 1-4. And then College Station High School bringing up the rear. They're 0-5 in district competition. So as we said, an important matchup. Cubettes coming this one. They're 15-12 overall on the season, while Magnolia West is 17-9. So they're off to a really good start. And for the Cubettes, hoping to bounce back. They had a rough one last time out against Montgomery, where they lost that one 49-19 on Friday night. And from what we understand, just a game where they were out of sorts and never really got into it. And hopefully being here in front of the hometown crowd, which is still filing in here to the Brenham High School gym, by the way, they can get things turned around and be ready to go here tonight. In the meantime, we're going to take a break, and we'll have more from the pregame after we hear 2 minutes from our Brenham sports friends.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellmint Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market. 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
And as we come back here to the Brenham High School gym, of course, this is the first of two nights that I'm going to be over here. Tomorrow night, we've got Meet the Cubs night, the spring edition that we're going to be holding over here. And you can that's going to be open to the public. Starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And we're going to be introducing all of the spring sports teams, including the basketball teams, baseball and softball, tennis, soccer, track, the unified team. I'm trying to run through it. Hope I don't forget anybody, but golf as well. And I know I'm probably leaving somebody out, but we'll have all of those teams here for you to be introduced tomorrow night. And yours truly is going to be the MC. So we hope, I hope you can join us here. Brenham High School Gym, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Spring edition of Meet the Cubs night. And now we're about ready for our formal introductions.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the campus of the Brenham High School for tonight's District 25 5A match between the Magwest Mustangs and your Brenham Cubettes. Connor America, please stand and join in the playing of our national anthem.
And see you.
All right, there you have it, and we are ready to go with the ball game here tonight. Play 4 8-minute quarters. And as we said, as I just introduced the starting lineups for the Cubbacks, it's Yasmin Gaines, Hallie Scheel, Carmen McWilliams, Antiana Lang, and Jade Powell. And for Magnolia West, Kate Nobles, along with Faith Matoka, Haley Deedle, Janice Jones, and Chloe Jansky. And so we are set. As the teams come out on the court, Cubbets dressed in the white uniforms with green letters and numbers. And MagWest in the black road uniforms with maroon letters and numbers and with white trim. And it'll be Jansky jumping center for MagWest along with Jade Powell for the Cubbets. And Lady Mustangs win the toss. And right away, it is Janice Jones going for 2 points. And MagWest on the board here in the early going. And Hallie Scheel with the basketball for the Cubettes. Bring the ball up the court. She will pass the ball off to Gaines. Now over to McWilliams. And they were going for Scheel and knocked out of bounds by MagWest. Just underway here in the first quarter. In case you're just joining us, got a late start tonight due to the JV game running long. The JV ended up actually going into overtime. So instead of a 6:15 starts time, ended up not getting the pregame started until 6:35. And just underway here with the game itself. Scheel at the top of the key being guarded by Matoka. She'll pass the ball off to Gaines. And they go around to Lang, back to Scheel. Scheel drives, and she'll pass the ball off. Looks like they're trying to go inside to Powell. And they go back out to Scheel. Scheel gonna thought about a three and gets the shot blocked. And now they take it up the court. And Jones thought about a three, passes the ball off to Matoka, back to Jones. Jones drives, puts up the jumper, up and in for two. And for Jones, that's 4 quick points. And makes it 4-0 in favor of the Lady Mustangs. Cubettes bring the ball up the court. Got 6:45 left to go in the first quarter. Just underway, if you're wanting to come out and check out the game, you've got plenty of time to come on by. And Yasmin Gaines drives the lane, misses the shot. And a rebound by Powell, and MagWest comes up with it. They want to run full court, and shot up and missing. And we got a struggle underneath, and they're going to call a jump ball. And so it'll belong to the Cubettes. And ball stolen away by Jump. Well, now we're going to get a foul called here. And it's going to be against the Cubettes, and they're going to get Yasmin Gaines for her first foul. And a bounce pass stolen away by Scheel. She's got an open court in front of her. Going to drive the lane, put the shot up, misses. Rebound knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say it's on MagWest, so Cubettes will get the ball underneath their own hoop. And McWilliams with the inbound pass to Scheel. Over to Gaines. Going inside. McWilliams over to Lang. Lang puts up the shot. Rim rattler won't go. Lang gets her own rebound. Puts up the shot. And she's going to draw a foul. I believe that's going to be on Jansky. And it is. That'll be her first foul. So now each squad with one team foul apiece. As Antiana Lang goes to the free throw line. Got to get the Cubettes on the board. And misses the first one. And Lang with her second opportunity. And sank that one. So the Cubettes are on the board now. It's now a 4-1 ball game with 6 minutes left to play here in the first quarter. And cross court and ball knocked out of bounds. And McWilliams with the inbounds pass over to Gaines. Gaines being double-teamed, looking to throw, and nobody to give to. And we're going to get a quick timeout call taken by Coach Zika for the Cubettes. And it's going to be a 30-second whistle. And so with that, we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And the Cubettes with the basketball. Inbounds pass to Shield. Shield gets it across half court. Now they go inside. Lang puts up a shot up and in for two. And Antiana Lang with the basket. Well, they're going to say that was Powell. I thought that was Lang, but apparently that was Powell that scored the 3 points here for the Cubettes. Oh, okay, now see now inbounds pass going to Powell again. So Jade Powell with 3 points. So it's now 4-3 game. My apologies there. Sometimes you know when they got those long ponytails that cover up the jersey numbers, it's hard to tell, especially up here in the Euchre seats. And inside and putting up the shot is Jansky. She misses. Rebound by the Cubettes. Cubettes now can take the lead on this possession. Shield up to Gaines. Back over to Shield. And now goes to Lang. And back over to Shield. And over to Lang. Lang puts up the shot this time. That is her. Now sure on that one. And that is going to make it 5-4 Cubettes. As Lang gets on the board for the first time tonight. You go inside to Jansky. Jansky puts up a shot. Nice defense there by McWilliams. But head to Shield. Drives the lane. Passes the ball off to Gaines. Gaines puts up the shot. Misses. Rebound by Lang. Puts up the shot. And who's going to come down with a loose ball? It is Mag West. And they go back the other way. Jones puts up the shot. Travel. No call. And battling for the rebound. And Magnolia West comes up with it. And shot is up and in for two. And that was Haley Deedle with her first basket. And puts Mag West back out in front. 6-5 with 3:50 left to go here in the first quarter. Cubettes down by one. Carmen McWilliams out on the passes the ball out to the Yasmin Gaines. And now they go to Powell. Jade Powell. Gives it back out to Shield. Shield going to fire up a three. Hit the back of the rim and bounce up and get caught on the top of the basket. So the time will be stopped there. Yeah, it looks like they're going to have to get a new game ball. And so we got 3:30 left to play here in the first quarter. Didn't know if the ref was going to try to get it down. Yeah, they may have to wait till halftime and get the stick. Oh, coach has got a stick with him. Well, let's see if he can reach that one. Oh, they're bringing a chair out for him to try to get the ball down. And a sarcastic hand from the audience as they do get the ball back down. And so now we're ready to resume here as the Mustangs inbound the ball. Deedle bringing the ball up the court and now passes the ball off to Matoka. And Matoka over to Nobles. Around to Jones. Jones almost lost that one. Just saved it from going out of bounds. Pulls it back in. And Deedle up and in for two. And that'll give her 4 points. Makes it 8-5. And now Powell driving, puts the shot up and misses, but draws the foul. Are they going to call an offensive foul on Powell? Or what they call there? Or was it travel? I guess travel. I didn't see the official signal, but it's a turnover back to Mag West. And Mustangs working the ball around. Good defense there by Yasmin Gaines. And they get it inside to Jansky. Puts up a shot, and she will draw the foul. And that's going to be on Jade Powell. That'll be her first. And second. Well, now they're going to say it was on McWilliams. And Jansky misses the shot. 13 foul on the Cubettes. 2:42 left to play here in the quarter. Trailing 8-5. And Jansky misses both free throws. They get it up ahead to Shield. Shield passes back to Gaines. Gaines thought about a three and then pulled it down. Shield gives to Gaines. And working the ball around. Back to Shield. Driving the lane is Lang. Passes the ball off. And we get a foul call. That is going to be for Magnolia West. That's for Katie Nobles. And also, Janiyah Mathis has checked in for the Cubettes now. And shot is missed. And foul call. That's going to be on Powell. That'll be her second. And so Powell will sit down. And checking in is Delilah Hancock for her first appearance of the night. 2:05 left here in the first quarter. Jones driving. Almost loses the ball. Good defense there by Mathis. And puts up the shot and misses. Rebound by Mathis. And then we'll get the ball up ahead to Shield. Shield now going to set the offense for the Cubettes. They got 1:40 left to work with here in the quarter. And Mathis trying to work the ball around and ends up dribbling the ball off her foot and it goes out of bounds. So it'll be a turnover and belong to Mag West. 1:30 left to play. Cubettes trailing 8-5. Jones drives, travels, no call. And out of bounds on the pass attempt. So it'll be a turnover back to the Cubettes. Gaines over to Shield. And back to Gaines. And now Mathis with the basketball back to Shield. Shield going to drive, pass the ball off. Shot by Hancock is blocked. Gaines comes up with it, puts up a shot, misses. And a rebound by the Mustangs. Back the other way. And shot is up and in for two. And that is going to be Faith Matoka with her first basket of the night. Makes it 10-5, Magnolia West. And Lang going inside to Hancock. Hancock puts up a shot. And Jansky with a block. Now coming down with it. Mustangs back up ahead and lose the ball out of bounds. And so we come at basketball with 31.7 seconds. They can play for the last shot here in the quarter if they choose to. Magnolia West with a 10-5 lead over Brenham. Shield at the top of the key. Give it over to Gaines. Back to Shield. And knocked away by Jones. It'll still be Cubette basketball. They got 12.8 seconds left on the clock. Time call. Got a shoestring malfunction that we needed taken care of. And it bounced past the Shield. They're going to try to get her shot off. And loses the basketball. And they fired up and just missed a three-pointer from half court. And that is the end of the first quarter of play with our score. The Magnolia West Lady Mustangs 10, the Brenham Cubettes 5. Back with quarter number 2 after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
And as we come back here, we start the second quarter. Doug Brown with you here on this Tuesday evening. It is the Magnolia West Lady Mustangs 10, the Brenham Cubettes 5, here at the Brenham High School Gym in this district matchup. Mustangs working the ball up the court. Over to Jansky. Now back to Nobles. Matoka back to Jansky. Jansky puts up the shot and misses. And rebound coming away with it is Antiana Lang. Cubettes bringing the ball up the court. And McWilliams back in there. Along with Shield Gaines. And then Hancock and Lang. Lang going to put up the jumper as her shot blocked by Jones. Back the other way. And Jones puts up the shot up and in for two. Shanice Jones with 6 points now. She's the leading scorer for MagWest. Back the other way, and Hallie Shield fires up a three. Rim rattler won't go. And Cubettes get their own rebound. Put the shot up. That was Hancock, and that one doesn't go. And Cubettes get the steal, and we're going to, or what we thought was going to be a steal, and got a foul call. Or I thought it was, or did they say touch the line? Or did they say she touched the line? And I guess there's no foul put up on the board, so I guess she must have touched the line as she was going by. And looks like Magnolia West wants a timeout. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll take it with them. And be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537, to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And we're back to action here. Magnolia West leading the Cubettes 12-5. Cubettes with the basketball. Hallie Shield, top of the key. Gives it up, and three-pointer misses. That was from McWilliams, and Mustangs come down with a rebound. And loose ball on the court. Who's going to come up with it? It is Yasmin Gaines. Trying to go to Shield. And a little miscommunication. Shield does come up with it. And Gaines fires up the shot and misses. And we're going to get a whistle. And that is going to be on Kate Nobles. That'll be her second foul. I'll put Yasmin Gaines at the line. And Gaines clank food the basket there. Let's see if she has better luck on this one. And hits that one. That one picture perfect there. And it's a 12-6 ball game. 6-point lead for the Mustangs over the Cubettes. And now they go inside to Jansky. Jansky puts it up and in for two. And makes it 14-6 for the Lady Mustangs. Shield up ahead to Gaines. Back to Shield. Got 5:45 left to go until halftime. And inbounds. Gets it over to Powell. And Powell over to Mathis. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Mustang basketball. Cubettes need to find a scoring punch from somewhere. Shield going for the steal, and now Gaines ends up bumping in. That's going to be a foul on Yasmin. That'll be her second. Bumped into Matoka. And inbounds pass is now Sadie Elliott in the game for Magnolia West. And that is inside of Jansky. She puts it up and in for two. That'll give her 4 points. And it's now 16-6, a 10-point lead for Magnolia West. And trying to go inside. Nice pass there, Shield. To Mathis for two. Shield with a great pass there to find Mathis. Slip it in the back door. And makes it 16-8 now. And Gaines trying to go for the steal. In the corner. And Jones driving. Tries to go for the reverse layup. Misses the shot. And did they get it for an offensive on that one? Or maybe a travel? Looks like a travel on that. No foul on the big board here. Cubettes with the basketball as we're down to 4.5 minutes left to play until halftime. Shield gives the ball up to Gaines. Back to Shield. Shield going to fire up a three and just misses. And rebound there by Powell. And if she was passing off, we got a whistle. Time call with 4:21 left to go. And inbounds pass to Gaines. Gaines over to Shield. And back inside to Powell. Puts up the shot and misses. Shot a little too hard on that one. And going to get traveling called against Magnolia West on that was Amy Braun who's in the game now. And it bounced past to Gaines over to Shield. Shield now trying to set the offense. Gaines to Mathis. Mathis can't find the open player, so goes back to Shield. Shield puts up the jumper, up and in for two, and Hallie Shield gets on the board for the first time tonight. The Cubettes are in double figures now, 16-10. And they go inside to Jansky, back out to Jones. Jones driving, walking all over the place, no call. And they put it up and in, she puts it up and in for two, makes it 18-10. And Shield with the basketball goes inside to Powell. Powell puts up the shot, misses. Gets her own rebound, misses. Lang with the basketball, puts it up. And all kind of contact, no whistle there. And up ahead, go inside to Jansky. Jansky driving, reverse layup, misses, and a rebound by Antiana Lang. Laying up the Shield. Shield going to pass the ball out to Gaines. Back out to Shield. And Shield drives, passes it to Gaines. Back to Shield. And Lang over to Mathis. Mathis going to fire up a three. Just misses. And a rebound. And they're going to get Powell for traveling. And now Gaines is going to sit down as McWilliams comes back in. 2:39 left. And they go inside to Jansky. Jansky misses. And a rebound by Mathis. Mathis works up the court, gives it to Shield. Got 2:20 left. Mathis back to Shield, and they overshot the pass. And Shield tried to save it before it went out of bounds, but to no avail. And so Motoko inbound it, or Dino inbound it to Motoko, I should say. Up ahead to Jones. As we're down to 2 minutes left to play here in the first half. And pass inside to Motoko, stolen away. Cabat's back the other way. Shield over to Mathis. Mathis puts up the shot and misses. And struggle for the basketball. Who's going to come up with it? Lang gets it. She puts up the shot, hacked all the pieces, and no foul. It's like, come on, refs, call a foul for a change. I mean, our girls are getting mugged underneath the basket there. And back outside. Down to a minute 15. Cubs trailing 18-10 here in the second quarter. And Lang gets the ball away. And Shield brings it up the court. Gives over to McWilliams. And McWilliams puts up the shot, misses. And Jones, Shield being guards her. And kind of go for the steal and ends up running into McWilliams. Three-pointer by Magnolia West. Misses it. We got a jump ball, and it's going to belong to Magnolia West. That'll stop the clock with 42 seconds left in the quarter. And now Lang going to sit down, and Janiyah Whitley checks into the game. Into the corner. Shot up and in for three from Faith Motoko. Back the other way, and Cabot's missed a shot, and going up for it, that was Mathis. They're going to draw the foul. They finally called one, yay! That was on Shanice Jones, her first, and that's going to send Janiyah Mathis to the free throw line. She misses the first one. And missed them both. And Cubs trying to come down with the basketball and end up fouling as well. And that is going to be on Jade Powell. That's her third. Mustangs bring the ball up the court. Shield went for the steal and misses the shot. Up ahead. Now Shield with the basketball. She's going to fire up a three and hits it. Hallie Shield, a big three-pointer there. And that cuts it to a 21-13 lead. And they're going to get... they're going to get the Mustangs for traveling, so. Yeah, they had the clock ran out, but they still had between 2 to 3 seconds still left on the clock. So now the referees are going to converse and put some seconds, but not point to two. They had about 2.8 by my count when they. waiting for the scoreboard operator to put the... No, they had more. No, it was more than one. They got. They put 1 second on it. It was more than one. And it's going to be knocked away by Jansky. And so that'll be the end of the half. And we go into the locker room. The Cubs trailing this one 21-13. And we'll be back with halftime after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
All right, and back we go. We're here at the halftime period where the Magnolia West Lady Mustangs leading the Brenham Cubettes 21-13. It was Mag West outscoring Brenham 10-5 in the first quarter. Second quarter, things were a little bit closer, 11-8 there. And so now with a 21-13 lead, Cubettes second half will be looking at ways to try to cut into that. Cubettes have actually played pretty good defense, and they just haven't been able to find the scoring punch, which has been kind of their thing for the last few games, trying to get more scoring on, and get more shots to fall. And if they could get that in the second half, they got a chance to get back into this one. Going in the game tonight, Magnolia West 17-9 on the season, 4-1 in district. Cubettes 15-12 overall, and 3-2 in district play. So they're just right behind them. Still, both teams right there in the thick of things. Of course, it's still the early part. After tonight, tonight and then Friday, and after Friday, they'll be through with the first half of district play already. And so we'll kind of see as things unfold, how things go as we get toward the playoffs. And take a look at the leading scores. First for the visiting Magnolia West Mustangs. Their leading scorer right now is Shanice Jones. She's got 8 points. Faith Matoka with 5 points. And then Haley Deedle and Chloe Jansky with four points apiece. For the Cubettes, their leading scorer is Hallie Shield with 5 points. And then they've got Jade Powell with 3 points. Janiyah Mathis with 2. Antiana Lang with 2. And Yasmin Gaines with 1. And very uncharacteristic. So hopefully we can get, as we said, some more scoring in the second half. Good crowd on hand here tonight taking in this one. And We'll see how it goes. And meanwhile, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the other things going on here at Brenham High School. Because it's a lot of activities coming up this week, and we'll talk some of that. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from the sports friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Sidell Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham, or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And back we go here as we are getting ready for the second half. And I want to mention some of the other things that are going on this weekend. And, of course, coming up on Saturday, we had the Brenham Cubette Softball Banquet. And let's try to scroll down here and get to the info. But that is good. Here we go. It's the 6th Annual Ribeye Dinner and Auction. That is coming up on Saturday night from 5:30 to 9 p.m. at the Fireman's Training Center. The ribeye dinner is going to be served at 6:30. They got a live auction at 7:45, and corporate tables of eight are available for $500 each. And if you want to get involved in that, also they're still accepting items for the live auction, the silent auction, and the prize drawings. And if you want to get on any of that, you can contact Coach Katie Roberts at 979-277-2844, or send her an email at kroberts@brenhamk-12.net. And then also coming up on Sunday, we've got the end of season banquet, and that is going to be also at the Fireman's Training Center. And my phone weren't running so slow today. Oh. What in the world? Okay, I don't know what happened there. But anyway, that is going to be on Sunday. And that is beginning at 5 o'clock for the arrival time. They're going to serve the meal at 5:30, I believe. And get a chance to honor the football team one more time as they were, and then that one's at the training center as well. And so be sure to join that. And then don't forget tomorrow night, meet the Cubs spring sports night here at the Brenham High School gym at 6 o'clock. I'll be here for that one. And we're going to have Blinn Buccaneer, our first Blinn Buccaneer men's basketball broadcast tomorrow night. And since I'll be here for that, for Meet the Cubs, Dean Dillon is going to be out at the Cruzy Center for the Bucks and the Tyler Apaches. That should be a good one there as we're ready to kick off the second half with the Cubettes and Magnolia West. And inbounds pass. And for the Cubettes, it is Hallie Shield. And Yasmin Gaines, Carmen McWilliams, Antiana Lang, and Jade Powell. Cubettes working the ball around and knocked out of bounds. That is Kate Nobles for Magnolia West. She was going for the steal. And so it remains Cubette basketball. We're just underway in the third quarter. Cubettes trailing 21-13. And Shield will go to McWilliams, back to Shield. McWilliams to Shield, now going to Powell. Powell out to Gaines. Gaines back to Powell. Powell being triple teamed, puts up the shot and still gets it to fall. And that's 5 points now for Jade Powell. And down to a 6-point lead. Jones back the other way, puts the shot up and in for two. Somebody got to get a body on her because she is, she gets loose and she can really score. As now 23-15. And Cubettes, we're going to get a 3-pointer. And let's see, I believe that was Carmen McWilliams. And that cuts to a 5-point lead. And missed shot there by Jansky. Rebound by the Cubettes. Here we go. Shield running with it. Drives the lane. Tries to pass the ball off, but ends up in the hands of one of the MagWest players. And now trying to go inside to Jansky. Jansky lost the ball. And it belonged to the Cubettes. And so now 6:39 left to go here in the third quarter. Got a chance to cut in that lead even further. And McWilliams driving, passes the ball off to Gaines. Gaines stops, gives it back up to McWilliams. McWilliams around to Gaines. Gaines going to put up a three. Rim rattler won't go. But they get the rebound, and now Shield will fire up a three and just missed. Rebound, missing the shot. Who's going to come up with it? And ends up being out of bounds on Magnolia West. So Cubettes will retain possession after all of that and all that action underneath the hoop there. And McWilliams with the inbounds pass to Shield. Shield goes cross court to Gaines. Now back to Shield, over to McWilliams. McWilliams trying to drive on Dito, and she'll draw the foul. And for Dito, that'll be her first foul in the game. Cubettes will take it underneath their own basket. And she gets it out to Shield. McWilliams has the ball stolen away by Dito. And Cubettes get the ball back and have it stolen away. And they're going to call the Mustangs for traveling. So 5:46 left to go here in the third quarter. And putting up the shot as Powell missed. And a rebound by the Mustangs. Matoka gets it up to Dino. And they go cross court to Noble. She puts it up and in for two. That'll make it a 25-18 game. 7-point lead for the Lady Mustangs. Shield gives it up to Gaines. Back over to McWilliams. And ball knocked away. Who's going to end up with it? Ends up in the hands of Lang. Back out to Shield. Shield will go to Gaines. Inside to Lang. Lang passes back out to Gaines. And over to Shield. Back to Gaines. And over to Shield. Gaines going to fire up a three. Misses. And a rebound. Up ahead, you know, the Mustangs. And watch, she was close to stepping on the line. They give it over to Matoka, and she's going to drive the lane and draws the foul. That's going to be on Hallie Shield. That'll be Hallie's first one. And clock stops with 4:41 left to go in the third quarter. And then missing the shot is Matoka. And Mathis is going to check in, and McWilliams is going to check out. And Matoka hits the second shot. So 1 for 2 on those free throws. And Shield with the basketball up ahead to Gaines. Now to Mathis, back to Shield. And Mathis, good defense there by the Lady Mustangs. They get it to Gaines. Gaines looking for somebody to give it to. Jones all over. They give it to Mathis. Puts up the shot. And she's going to draw the foul. And that is going to be called on Deedle. That'll be her second. And so Janiyah Mathis to the free throw line. And misses the first one. And misses them both. And they're going to get traveling called against Magnolia West. So the ball will still belong back to the Cubettes. And the bounce pass. Gaines over to Shield. Back to Gaines. And over to Mathis. And stolen away by Jones. And stolen back by Gaines. Gaines drives the lane, lays it up, misses the shot. But Mathis is right there to put it up and in for two. 4 points now for Janiyah Mathis. Makes it 26-20. And Shield going for the steal. Knocks it out of bounds. And they're going to call a foul on Hallie. That'll be her second. And inbounds pass for the Mustangs. Going to Jansky and over to Jones. Jones puts up the jumper, misses. Rebound by Jansky, drives, puts up, misses, gets her own rebound. Puts it up, misses a second time. And that is going to be a foul call on Janiyah Mathis. That'll be her first. Inbounds pass. Jansky back out. Three-pointer attempt, and she hit it. That was that Matoka, I think, that hit that? Yes, it was. And that'll give her 9 points. And we got a whistle. And we'll see who the foul is called on. That is going to be called on Shanice Jones. That'll be her second. And so the Cubettes with an opportunity here. Mathis back out top. And Lane going to put up a three and misses. And up ahead to Jones. Jones walking all over the place as usual and no call. They threw the pass to her and she took at least 3 steps before even putting the ball down and was not inside the 3-point circle. And Gaines fires up a three, misses, rebound by Shield. And Shield gonna fire up a three, rim rattler won't go. Rebound, and Mathis gets fouled, no call. Come on, ref. And Jones back the other way, puts up the shot and misses. And we're going to get a foul that is going to be on Shield. That'll be her third. And so that'll put Jones at the free throw line. And she hits the first one. And Shield's going to get her first break of the night as McWilliams comes back in. And it's the second one as well. And Jones now leading scorer with 12 points in the game. Is now 31-20. Back the other way, McWilliams. Over to Powell. Powell gets blocked by Jansky. Back the other way. And they put up a shot up and in for two. And that was Matoka. She's got 11 now. And back the other way, Powell. Puts it up and in for two. And Jade Powell with 7 points now. And a foul called as well, so she's going to get to go to the free throw line. That's going to be on Jansky, her second. Trying to get this back into a 10-point game. And she hit it. Powell with 8 points now to lead the Cowbats. It's now 33-23. And Jansky puts up the shot, misses. Rebound by Jones, puts up the shot, misses. And draws the foul. That is, I believe, going to be on Gaines. And for Gaines, that'll be her third. Clock is stopped with a minute 57. 33-23 as Jones goes to the line. Cowbats are in the penalty. And misses the first shot. And hits second one. Up ahead, Cowbats with the basketball. Trailing by 11, 34-20, and Jones steals it again. The other way, she's going to lay it up and in for two. They just had no answer for Shanice Jones tonight. And she's got 15 now in the game. Back the other way, Mathis puts up a shot and misses. And rebound. Up ahead, they get it to Nobles. Nobles stops, pops, misses. And rebound by the Cubettes. And Mathis will put it in, misses, rebound. And coming down with it is now back out to Mathis. Mathis fires up a three and hits it. Are they going to give her a they're going to give her a three? Are they going to get in the, they're only going to give her two? I thought she was. They're going to give her just a two on that. I was hoping they'd give her the three. That makes it 36-25 as we've gone under a minute to play here in the third quarter. And up and in for Dino. That would give her 6 points. As she just checked back in the game, it's 38-25. Cowbats trailing by 13 here. And that one will roll out of bounds. Clock has stopped. 39 seconds left here in the third quarter. Inbounds pass to Mathis. Gives up to Gaines. Gaines for three, and she hits it. Big shot there by Yasmin Gaines. Cuts it to a 38-28 game. And stolen away by Gaines. Gaines drives the lane. Has to stop, and ball loose ball on the court. And Magnolia West going to end up with it. And up ahead, They're going to give it to Jansky. Puts up a shot, misses. And they're going to call a foul on Lang. Referee bailed her out there. She missed the shot. And Coach Zeke not happy. He's off the bench, giving the referee an earful. As Jansky will go to the line. Clock stopped with 3.9 seconds left. And Jansky hits the free throw. That'll give her five on the night. And that'll make it 39-28. And she missed the next one. And McWilliams got to put it up, fires up a three, and missed it. And so that will end the third quarter with our score. Magnolia West 39 and the Brenham Cubettes 28. Back with the fourth quarter after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owns and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
It's electric!
And back we go. As we start the fourth quarter, our score, the Brenham Cowbats, trailing in here 39-28 to the Magnolia West Lady Mustangs. And it's Yasmin Gaines putting up the shot, up and in for two. Gaines now 6 points. Back the other way, and the Mustangs get that one off. That was Brooklyn Berg, who's checked in the game now. That's her first basket. And Berg with a steal there. Up ahead and missing the shot. Rebound by Hancock. Up ahead to Powell. Back to Hancock. Hancock going to put up a three. Misses. Cubettes trailing it in now 41-30. And Nobles puts up the shot, up and in for two. Back the other way. McWilliams over to Shiel. And I'm going to get a foul call. That is going to be on Nobles. That'll be her third. And we're going to get a full timeout on the court taken. And so with a full timeout, we'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham. Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilghman Construction and Stega Tilghman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
And back we go here. An inbounds pass to Hallie Scheel. And up and in for two is Powell. And she's going to draw the foul. Powell with that basket gives her 10 points in the game now. And that's called on Matoka. That'll be her first foul of the game. It's a Jade Powell at the line. And misses the free throw. Jones going to run it down. And it's an 11-point game. 43-32. Cubs trailing. 6:35 left to play. Got to go inside to Jansky. Nice block there by Powell. Goes out of bounds. Who are they going to... They're going to say it's on the Cubettes. So Mustangs will retain possession. Try to lob it into Jones. Jones puts up the shot, misses, and a nice rebound there by Lang. Lang up ahead to Scheel. Scheel will give it to McWilliams. Back to Scheel. And over to Gaines. Back to Scheel. Back to Gaines. Gaines going to fire up a three, misses. And rebound, and it's going to come away. Jones. Jones on the fast break. Flint. And they're going to call, I think, Gaines for the foul. And for Yasmin, that'll be her fourth. And that'll send Jones to the free throw line. She's the leading scorer in the game with 15. And bricks the first one. And so Gaines will check out. And Mathis will come back in. And Jones hits the second one to give her 16 points. That'll make it 44-32. 12-point lead for MagWest. And she'll go to McWilliams. McWilliams for three, misses. Rebound and shot is blocked by Jansky. And Powell puts up the shot and draws the foul. And foul is going to be called on Deedle. That'll be her third. And so that'll send Jade Powell to the free throw line. And she misses the first one. And misses them both. Ball will roll out of bounds, and it's going to be, that's going to belong to the Mustangs. And they're going to pass it off to Jansky. Three-point attempt, misses. And Scheel mugged underneath the basket. Come on. And they finally call a foul. And that is going to be on Dino. That'll be her fourth. And so checking out was Braun. Checking back in is Nobles. 5:27 left to go in the game. Cubettes working the ball up the court, trailing by 12. Still got time, but they need to start hitting some shots. And back out to Scheel. And ball stolen away by Jones. And they're going to call a foul. And who's the foul on? They still hadn't posted on the scoreboard who the foul was on. The referee clearly signaled there was one. And pass cross court. And up and in for two is Nobles. Gives her 6 points and makes it a 46-32 game. And McWilliams drives to the basket. Shot's too hard. But Lang is there to pick it up and put it back in. And Lang with 4 points in the game. And Jones puts up the shot and misses. Gets her own rebound. And foul is going to be called on McWilliams. That'll be her second. That'll send Jones to the free throw line. Well, now they're going to put her underneath. Well, first they were going to put her on the line. Now they're putting her underneath the basket. Lady Mustangs leading the Cubettes. Jansky puts up the shot and misses. And loose ball. And Cubettes get the ball back. Shield. Back the other way, tried to pass the ball off, and it went off of one of the Magnolia West players. And it mounts pass, they work it over to Yasmin Gaines, back out to Shield. Shield drives, tries to lay it up, misses the shot. And rebound. Out of bat, and then Jansky overthrew her intended target. And out of bounds, and we're going to get a timeout taken on the court. And waiting to see if it's a full or a third. Just a 30-second timeout, so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
And back we go here. We got 4:11 left to go in the game. Cubettes trailing by 12. Inbounds pass. It is Antiana Lang putting up the shot, and she hits it. Lang with 6 points. And that makes it a 10-point game now with 3:56. And up ahead to Jones. Jones with goal. Oh, yes, they got her for traveling finally. She's been doing that all night, and finally with 3:52 left, they finally catch her. And she'll bring the ball up the court to Lang. Lang drives, puts up the shot, and misses. And Matoka there for the rebound. And back the other way to Nobles. Over to Matoka. And ball stolen away by the Cubs. As Mathis lost control of the ball, and so it'll belong to, went out of bounds, it'll belong to Magnolia West. This is, by the way, the first of three games that we're going to be doing this week. Tomorrow night, Dean Erickson will be at the Cruzy Center for the Blinn Buccaneer Men and the Tyler Apaches. 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock opening tip-off here on KWHI. And then I'll be back here at the Brenham High School gym on Friday for Brenham Cub basketball as we get a foul call on Janaya Mathis. That'll be her second. Clock stop with 3:20 left to go in the game. And Cubettes trailing 46-36. And three-pointer rim rattler won't go. Jansky puts up the shot and misses. And they're going to bail her out with a foul call. And that's going to be on Jade Powell. That's her fourth. And Jansky hits the first one. Gives her 6 points in the game. And misses the second one. Rebound. And Dietl puts it up, misses. Rebound. Jansky gets it. Back outside. And over to Jones. Jones going to put up a three. Misses. Rebound Matoka to Jansky. Puts up the shot. And another whistle. And another foul on the Cubettes. And that's going to be on Jade Powell. And that's going to be number five. And so Jade Powell's going to head to the bench. And she's going to get a hand from the crowd for a great effort tonight. Leads the team with 10 points. Powell, one of the seniors on this team. And shot is missed and rebound by the Cubettes. Now we have now what? Yeah, apparently they're going to redo the previous free throw attempt. And she hits that one this time. And it's back to a 12-point game, 48-36. Jones steals the pass away from the Cubettes. Gives it up to Jansky. Jansky tries to go to Dietl. Now they work it around out to Matoka. And over to Jones. Jones almost lost the ball. He gives it to Matoka. Now three-pointer misses. And up ahead to Hallie Shield. She's just got one Matoka to beat. Shield lays it up and in for two. And Hallie Shield with 7 points now. 2:15 left to go in the game. And inbounds pass. And Jansky up and in for two. Now, and I forgot to mention, Jansky's also 6'2", so she's got a good 4-inch height advantage over everybody else on the court. And meanwhile, just as I say that, it is Jalayla Hancock putting one up and in for two. And draws a foul. And that'll be the second one on Matoka. And shot is going to be missed. And Lang has it taken away by Jansky. And up ahead they got Jones to Nobles. Nobles lays it up and in for two. And for Nobles, she's got 8 points now. We're down to a minute and a half. Cubettes trailing 52-40. And Gaines trying to go inside to Hancock. Jansky rips it away. Yeah, so that'll be MagWest basketball. Nobles working up, goes to Jansky. Jansky puts up a shot up and in for two. And Jansky reaches double digits now with 11 points. It's now 54-40, Magnolia West. Lang in the drive, puts up the shot, up and in for two. And it draws the foul as well. And so Lang will go to the free throw line. Lang with 8 points in the game now. And she hits the free throw. As the great Bill Worrell would say, three-point play the old-fashioned way. As we're down to less than a minute. It's 54-43. And shot missing and a foul called. That's going to be on Hallie Shield. That'll be her fourth. And that will send Faith Matoka to the free throw line. And she misses the first one. And hits the second one. Matoka with 12 points now. And Gomez with the inbounds pass. They were going to Gaines, and Nobles flew right in front of her and knocked it out of bounds. And inbound pass to Shield. Shield being guarded by Jones. As the shot missed and rebound. And it's going to go into the Cubet bench. And it's going to still belong to Brenham. And Shield go across to Gaines. Gaines puts the shot. Misses, but does draw the foul. And so Yasmin Gaines will go to the line. Clock has stopped. That'll be on Nobles. That'll be her fourth foul. And Gaines misses the first one. And hits the second one. Makes it 55-44. Full court press by the Cubettes. And they get it up ahead to Jones. Jones going to Jansky. Jansky up and in for two. And it's 57-44. We're down to 20 seconds left. Shield with the basketball. Over to Gaines. Gaines out to Mathis. Mathis going to fire up a three, misses. Rebound, and it's Lang up and in for two. And for Lang, that'll give her 11. And that will do it. Your final score, Magnolia West wins it 57-46 over the Brenham Cubettes. And we'll be back to give you the final stats and wrap it up after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Thrivin Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental. Offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
And back we go here to the Brenham High School gym. And once again, your final score, it was Magnolia West over the Brenham Cubettes, 57-46. Leading scorers for the Cubettes, Antion Lang with 11 points. Jade Powell had 10 points. And then you also had Yasmin Gaines and Hallie Shield with 7 points each. And Janiyah Mathis with 6 points. And for Magnolia West, really they jumped out to the big league early and never had to look back as they were out 10-5 after the first quarter, 11-8 after the second quarter, 18-15 after the third quarter. Now, the Cubettes actually played them dead even 18-18 in that fourth quarter, but just couldn't come up with enough to overcome that early deficit. And so the Cubettes will drop to 15-13 on the season and 3-3 in district play. Magnolia West will go to 18-9 on the season and 5-1 in district. And So the Cubettes will be on the road Friday night. Now, we've still got two more broadcasts coming up tonight. Two more broadcasts coming up this week. We got Blinn Buccaneer men's basketball tomorrow night. And that'll be a 7 o'clock start time, 6:45 pregame with Dean Erickson. And then Friday night I'll be back here for Brenham Cub basketball. And that'll be a 6:30 start time, 6:15 pregame. And meanwhile, I want to thank Austin back in the studios for his great work on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sports friends who helped make these games possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
You have been listening to the broadcast of the Brenham Cubettes basketball game, brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The final score, the Cubettes 46, Magnolia West 57. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.